Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 7:33. I'm Mike Diller with you. Joining me in the studios, ladies first, Chelsea Zimmerman.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And Diana Driscoll. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to get a little closer to that microphone, girl.
Good morning.
Good morning. And then Mark Douglas.
Good morning, Mike.
How you doing this morning, buddy?
Recovering from yesterday's...
Feast.
Feast. That's
there,
right.
There you go. There you go. Aren't we all right now?
Yes.
No doubt about it. Well, Mark, I want to start off with, we just had the muzzle loaders thing out there at Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range. How'd that turn out?
So that was an event that one of our staff members put on, and he is a state representative for the National Muzzle Loading Rifle Association. So he came out with several of his... black powder rifles, and then many others who have black powder rifles. So they were out there for several hours and inviting people to come out and shoot the guns. You shot one, didn't you, Diane?
But not for that event.
Okay. Something else. Okay. Yes. But yeah, we had a good turnout. Chelsea, you did. Did you shoot the Civil War era rifle?
I'm not sure which one I shot, and Bill would be very disappointed, but it was interesting. It was kind of cool. A lot of work for one shot, but it was pretty cool.
Can you imagine fighting the Revolutionary War
Absolutely
with that? You
not.
Know, you're 10 feet apart, and everybody's going like this, yeah. Looking up to the other guys. So.
Hence the purpose of the bayonet.
Yeah, there you go.
To get to the point, I suppose. But
you guys reload, we'll stab. So
it was a good event, though. They had a really good turnout. The club members, I'm probably going to say it wrong. I'll apologize to John now, but it's the Pasaga Muzzle Loader Club. And they meet the second Tuesday of each month out at the range classroom in the evening. Right. But all the members were there, and they all brought each piece is unique that they brought out. Yeah. They all had different stuff. There were rifles. There were some pistols. Lots of different things for people to try that day. They brought out a big pot of chili, and all the members got to eat together and hang out.
So if you are interested in muzzle loading firearms, you can participate with those at some of our Wild West matches.
Yes. Yes, the Wild West matches are the first Saturday of the month from 8:30 to 11. And you can come out if you just want to see what they're doing. You can come watch, or you are always more than welcome to participate if you don't have your own. Everybody is usually willing to share, has something you can try.
There you go. Well, that sounds fantastic. Mark, what's coming up next?
Well, I know that OPSA, the Otero Practical Shooters Association, they will be doing their competitive pistol match the fourth Sunday of this month, and also in December. And that's also a USPSA, United States Practical Shooters Association, event that they host. And
22's tomorrow.
And that's tomorrow... is going to be OPSA's 22 fun match, and that's where you get to use a handgun and a rifle, and they shoot at steel targets at fairly close ranges. And if you don't have a 22 pistol or a 22 rifle, come out, at least bring ammo with you, and some of the shooters will most likely let you use their firearms. But that's kind of a fun event because it's not that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
22 ammo is pretty cheap, but it's also good for introductory to get people into the gun culture. So it's a good stepping stone to bring the kids out. I would say probably about 9 years old. What's the youngest that you've had out there, Diane?
I would say probably 9 years old.
Yeah. So they get to have a lot of fun.
There you go. Let's, Mark, shove that microphone over there to Diane, and let's talk to her a little bit more about that. So, Diana, we got the Otero What's the title again?
The Otero Practical Shooting Association.
There you go. So you've got an event coming up then, again, as we were talking about, on Sunday.
Well, our Saturday fun match with the 22s. And again, it was designed to have family involvement and for parents to bring the kids out.
Yeah.
It's because 22s, there's very little recoil, and they're a lot of fun to shoot. And
oh, you got that right.
It's definitely something that is a great way to get a child introduced into the shooting culture.
Child or adult who's not familiar with how the matches work.
And our match on Sunday is it's a pistol match, but you can also bring a pistol caliber carbine, calibered in a pistol caliber. You can bring that out to our match on Sunday. And pistols, you can bring your Glock, your SIG, your Walther, your Staccato, your STI, whatever. There's pretty much a division for every type of firearm. You can even bring a revolver if you would like. You can bring guns with red dots on them. And if you bring a couple magazines, we recommend at least two, probably three would be better, and about 150 rounds of ammunition. And we have between four and five stages. There's usually some movement involved in the stages, but they're a lot of fun. It's a great way to get out. And I want to reference John Wick. I mean, it's not really John Wick, but it's a cool way to get out and shoot your gun. And I mean, you're shooting in a course of fire. There's walls and things that you've got to go around, and you're shooting at targets that could be moving. And it's an active environment to get out with your gun and have fun. It's a blast.
Is this one of those shooting courses that you got to discern what you're going to shoot at? A little girl jumps out, target jumps out, or a big bad guy with a bazooka jumps out?
For the most part, you get to examine the stage prior to your turn, and you get to determine which targets you need to shoot at, because some of them you're not supposed to hit.
Yeah.
And some of them you are. And there are also some targets that are activated. You might knock over a steel popper, and then a target will start swinging in front of you that you have to shoot at, and you've got to have two hits on it for it to be scoreable. And so it's definitely things pop out at you, and there's things that are moving, and there can be some surprises. So it's definitely going to hone your skills.
Wow. It's a very unique experience compared to just coming out and shooting at a static range, just standing there, because you do get to move, and the targets move, and it's a very different experience.
Oh, I tell you what, that sounds like a lot of fun and stuff. So let's get this back over to Mark now. Mark, we've been doing some construction out there at the Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range. How's that coming along?
Well, it is coming along great. They have just finished the back impact berm on the new general purpose base, which will be bays number 5 through 8. And so now what we're going to do is flatten out the floor pan and make sure that that's level. And then the next step is they'll begin building the divider berms. And then the parking area will be the last item, along with access roads to get up there a few different directions. So so we're looking forward to that. I would like to say that they might be available by Christmas, but probably the first of the year. I would hope that OPSA will be using the bays 5 through 8 for their January matches. Mm-hmm. We'll look forward to that, and that'll take some pressure off of the existing bays so that during the weekends, which is our busiest time, the general purpose bays will be available to more bays, will be open to the general public. Now, the nice thing about these four additional bays is when the club is ready, they can hold a larger, like a regional type match that'll bring hundreds of shooters to the range. And that's a big step up, but we will have the capacity to do that. Our 360-yard range, the access and parking for that is done. We still need to do a little work, like put some gravel down. And the last bay that'll be built will be our 100-yard bay. That's probably going to be the end of the first quarter. Probably, I'd say, by March, that should be completed, and that'll be for special events and any groups that need a 100-yard range.
It's interesting to say, you know, you'll have been able now with these expansions to bring in 100 or more shooters. That's a lot of shooters coming in for some great, exciting events here. And a lot of economic development for our area, too, and stuff.
It is, and that's one of the things that we would like to do. Chelsea and I are working towards adding the function of making the range an attraction so mm-hmm. that people are coming to the range. And that will help, as you mentioned, the economic boost to the community. These shooters that travel around the country, if they have a two-day event here, they're going to have to come and eat food. They're going to have to stay lodging somewhere, and mm-hmm. that money all comes back into the community. And we're happy that the range can participate in that.
Yeah, and I tell you what, and it is a great range when you go out there and stuff. And it's just I haven't been out there for a while, but I definitely got to get out there, Diana.
Well, you have bathrooms with running water, and they are heated even.
All right.
And there are snacks in the office, and guess what? Ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah, she's getting the hang of this. She's getting the hang of this.
Ice cream? Wait a minute. Ice cream?
We now have ice cream for sale. We'll make a radio personality out of you yet.
I love that. We got ice cream. We got, I tell you what, City Paul Gordon Shooting Range. We're home for guns, ammo, and ice cream. So
that might be a good radio ad.
There you go.
Bring the kids.
Bring the kids. Oh, that is fantastic. You know, we laugh about that. But actually, the City Paul Gordon Shooting Range is a great family event. I've been out there several times, and I've seen grandparents with grandchildren out there. Shooting anything from 22s up to bigger guns.
Yeah.
And that is good to see, because, Chelsea, when we teach kids gun safety and proper handling of guns, we just actually, I think we create a safer society.
Absolutely. Because the earlier you can start training a child how to be safe around a firearm, the more knowledgeable they'll be. And it doesn't just stay with them. It translates into other parts of their lives. And even if they have that friend or someone they know that says, hey, you know, my dad just got this gun, let's look at it. If they have that background in safety and that understanding, they can say, no, that's not an idea. Let's get an adult before we do
that.
So giving them, kind of empowering them to take charge of their own safety, whether they're using the firearm or they're being shown a firearm, is so important, because that stays with them.
Yeah. So in other words, when the young child says, hey, my dad just got a new gun, hey, dad, can we look at can you show us the new gun?
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
And if your child knows how to be safe around a firearm, they'll know when someone else is not.
Yeah.
So they can then, you know, that's that empowerment. They can take charge and say, hey, that's not safe. Let's do this the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Or completely remove themselves, whatever is the best course of action there. But they don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
So especially if you have firearms in your home and you have children, it's so important. You don't want to hide it away. You don't want it to be a secret.
Right.
They need to know how to be safe around those firearms.
Right, yeah.
And bringing them out to the range is a great place to start. We have families come out all the time. Over the summer, we had a little girl who wanted to have her birthday party at the range.
Awesome.
So they came out and they shot 22s on our 50-yard handgun range. And they brought out cake for afterwards. And she was just the cutest and had a great time. It made me so happy that she wanted to be out there for her birthday.
Yeah.
But like Diana mentioned, the 22 match is a great introduction. It kind of gives families an idea of how to participate in what Mark calls the gun culture, and give them an idea how to be out there and kind of make it a normalized thing for them. It's not big and scary as long as you're being safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mark, you and I know that even for adults, if you around somebody that's not comfortable or does not know a lot about guns, don't just say, hey, here's my gun, look at this. You know, you don't do that. You know, you clear that chamber, pop that clip, and make sure that thing's empty, and say, hey, you want to see this?
And usually for the shooters who are well immersed into the gun culture, Typically, we would prefer not to hand over the firearm to a novice person, but mm-hmm. to, you know, actually sit down and spend some time to educate them a little bit, and hopefully they're open to that. As Chelsea mentioned, I believe that if you could get your kids out there shooting almost to a saturation point, I think that after the aura, the mystique of the firearm it has been exposed, I think it becomes like a chore to where the kids eventually say, yeah, Dad, we'd rather go do something else than go to the range and go shooting, especially if they get to be the ones to clean the guns.
Yeah.
Because after you've cleaned a gun, the same gun 100 times, all of the fun is usually gone.
Yeah.
And so it just becomes a task. But we would love to have the folks out there. And when we have the 22 match, we have some of the kids come out, and they really do enjoy that because there's a challenge there. They get to shoot little steel targets that fall over, and they also get to compete against other people. So mm-hmm. that, you know, if they're accurate and they know their shooting skills, then they can win. Heck, I lost to a 15-year-old pimple-faced kid at the 22 match. Well, not by much, but I do gig him about that occasionally when I see him. He's now grown up. He's an adult now. Yeah. But I remind him about that. He usually cracks a big smile on his face.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's slide that back over to Diane. Diana, you know, when we're talking about this and the proficiencies, that's one of the great things with the Otero County Practical Shooters is they can really get proficient and just expand their skills with your shooting matches and stuff.
Definitely. Our shooting matches are designed to test a marksman's accuracy and speed, speed with a firearm. So the faster you can shoot really good scores, the better off you are. And when you start showing up at our matches and you see all these other people that you wouldn't expect to be so much better than you, I mean, we've got 75-year-old grandmaster shooters that can kick the pants off of any 20-year-old kid that comes out.
Yeah.
So, but it helps push you as a new shooter to be like, wow, I want to shoot like that. So what do I need to do? And that grandmaster shooter comes over and says, hey, let me tell you about this. If you adjust your grip in just this way, you're going to get better recoil control. If you stand like this, your body is better able to absorb the recoil, and you're better able to stay on target after your first shot. And so there's so many things that the average shooter doesn't know, but when they start hanging out with us, we're like, hey, this is what you need to do to get better. And it definitely does help. I've seen tons of shooters come out, and they start off where they can't even hit the target. They struggle on the steel. I mean, they just empty a magazine on one plate. And then, a year later, they are climbing to the tops of the finish in our matches. They're raising up in the classifications, and they're getting high awards at some of the bigger matches that they go to. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a great environment if you want to become a better shooter.
Yeah. Slide it back over to Mark, because Mark, I got a question for you. You know, we were talking earlier about, you know, and you had mentioned about shooting and then cleaning the guns and stuff. We have a lot of people, even in our area now, that are getting guns that normally haven't. Have you guys ever thought about putting on a clinic on how to clean a gun?
I'll actually let Chelsea.
Okay.
I'll defer the mic to Chelsea on that one.
We actually do. We have offered several pistol cleaning clinics, and that is something that we would like to offer again in the near future.
Cool.
It's kind of been interest based to this point, but the goal is to get another one going. We typically have only offered the pistol cleaning clinics, not just a general gun cleaning clinic, because there are so many out there. Gun types, and if we have 1 to 2 instructors in that cleaning clinic and 8 to 10 different firearms that operate differently, that come apart differently, that need different care, that makes for a very long class.
Yeah.
So they've been pretty platform specific to this point, but we are hoping to start advertising a gun cleaning clinic here soon.
Yeah, you're talking about things like a .22 up to a .30-06, a shotgun, an AR. All different mechanisms, all different breakdowns.
Exactly.
And each one of those are unique, and that's where we would prefer to have a platform specific. Hey, if you have an AR-15 or an AR type firearm, well, those would all break down in a very similar manner,
right,
so that all of the participants could follow along.
Mm-hmm.
So we also, but you mentioned, you know, for a lot of individuals, we've seen an uptick in folks who have purchased a firearm and have very little to rudimentary knowledge, and we've gone out and basically supervised them on the firing line to make sure that they have a safe event. We would like to promote the Chelsea, you put on the basic intro to pistols, which is a fundamental class on all the steps involved in shooting a firearm successfully. And we will be having more of these types of classes here in the upcoming year. We just got done with, didn't we just do the rifle, basic rifle?
We did just have a basic rifle class that had 7 students in it. That was a great class. One of our employees, Chuck, offers that class. He's a rifle instructor. He'll have another one coming up here in January for Girl and a Gun members. And then he's hoping to offer those more regularly.
So can you expand a little bit, Chelsea, on a Girl and a Gun Women's Shooting League?
So a Girl and a Gun is a national women's shooting league. We have a local chapter here in Otero County. I'm the facilitator for that, so I'll switch hats here. But a Girl and a Gun, their slogan is, it's more than shooting. It's a fantastic organization. There's a lot of give back. There's a lot of really good training. Our chapter, beginning in the new year, is going to be meeting twice a month, and we try to make sure we have some training time and some shooting time at every time we get together. Our two events will be tea time, which is trigger time, that will start at noon the second Sunday of each month, and then we have breakfast and bullets, which is going to be the fourth Saturday of each month. And that's, we get together, we talk a little bit about a specific value for the month as well as a training skill, and then we go and practice that skill on the range. We currently have about 30 members in A Girl and a Gun, and there's regularly 8 to 10, sometimes more than that, then come to each event.
Wow.
It's really kind of a cool experience to be able to just shoot with other women.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Diana.
So A Girl and a Gun is kind of like a sisterhood. It's,
yes,
it's where, because if a female comes out to the range, you've got a whole bunch of guys. Some of them say, well, she belongs in the kitchen making sandwiches. And some say, hey, let me tell you how to do this. Unfortunately, guys are not built like women. And women have different
physiological. Yes.
That they have to overcome. And so I think it's a little bit more beneficial sometimes for a female to get help from other females who know how to manage those physiological challenges.
Yes, absolutely. And the experience is so different. Within A Girl and a Gun, myself and my A team, which is my leadership team, are all at least pistol instructors, if not advanced pistol instructors, along with chief range safety officers. So we have that training, the background to be able to help new to advanced shooters. Diana has come out in the past to do a mini USPSA stage for us. So we get to experience a lot of really cool stuff, and the dynamics of shooting with other women is just so cool.
And I do our matches, and I also travel to the local matches that are in the area, and I'm usually the only chick there. And so when another chick shows up, oh my gosh,
it's,
I'm
so
running
exciting.
Hey, I'm so glad you're here. Let's have a good time. And I found that women tend to be really supportive of each other and helpful, and they don't tear each other down. They're more there to build them up.
That is one thing that I absolutely love about A Girl and a Gun. It's not like other female organizations that I've been a part of. There's no cattiness. It's just supportive and how can I help? And if you want to get involved with our local chapter of A Girl and a Gun, we do have a Facebook page. It's AG and AG Otero County. Or you can visit A Girl and a Gun's website and look up a local chapter near you. Our chapter has members as far as Deming and Alto.
Wow.
We have members from all over the place. Like I said, we have 30 members currently that are paid members of A Girl and a Gun. You do not have to be a paid member to attend an event. Like I said, in the new year, we will be meeting the second Sunday of each month and the fourth Saturday.
And it is a nationwide program. You can find chapters all across the country.
Yes, all over the country.
There you go.
Very, very.
And if people
want
to find out more about Girl and Gun, they can go to that, or they can call you out at the shooting range.
Correct. They can call and ask for me at the range. We do have information cards out there at the range with more info. I want to mention Fuller real quick before we're done.
Oh, yeah.
So Fuller, just to give you a heads up, that's the booster club for the shooting range, and it stands for Friends of La Luce Range. And this coming Monday at 2:30, Fuller will be presenting a check for $25,000 to the county that goes towards the construction of the GP bays. And that check was donated by the Otero Practical Shooters Association to help the expansion. But they meet the second Wednesday of every month at 6 o'clock at the shooting range at the classroom. So we'd like to have people come there.
And the Otero Practical Shooting Association meets the third Tuesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. at Casa de Sueños in Tularosa.
There you go. All right, Mark, where is the Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range?
So Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range is located at 19 Rock Cliff Road in La Luce. They're open Thursday through Monday. 8 in the morning is when we open. We close at 5:30 now. That's our winter hours. So as long as you're at the range no later than 4:30, you can shoot for about 45 minutes as we start to wrap things up for the day.
And you can call the range for more info at 575-443-9006.
There you go. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate the time.
And we'll go ahead.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
You betcha. And we'll talk to you again in December. So that's the 22nd. So, hey, we're good.
Excellent.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.